Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Well, good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Before we begin today's teaching, we want to give a big shout out.
Yes, we do.
To my dad, James Harold Herring Sr., who turned 91 today. You know, honey, in college, I wrote a paper on the greatest man I'd ever met. It was about my dad. In his mid-60s, he completed a correspondence program through Rhema Bible Training Institute and got a certificate. He also personally has led over, right at 700 people to the Lord.
It's amazing.
In personal one-on-one evangelism. He and my mom ran a successful business for 54 years in the town of LaGrange, North Carolina. Not bad for a man who dropped out of school in the fifth grade so he could work on the farm as a sharecropper. I could tell you many stories about my dad, but I'll tell you this. I never remember seeing my father wear anything but a white shirt and tie, even when he was on a service station changing tires, changing oil, greasing cars, doing all that. My dad was always dressing for the job he wanted, not the one he had. And the job he wanted was talking to people about Jesus. Hallelujah. So happy birthday, Pop. You're still the greatest man I've ever met. And I've met presidents and celebrities. But you, Pop, you're the best. My dad's a good example of how God can use anybody, anytime, and even anything to meet your needs in the midst of a financial drought, to be used by God as he's been used. So let me say this when it comes to a financial drought. Regardless of what you're going through, take comfort. Hallelujah. Your answer is on the way. Write that down. My answer is on the way. No matter what you're facing, your answer is on the way.
1 Kings 17, verses 2 through 4. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith. That is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there.
Elijah had just delivered a word from the Lord by telling the king and the people about a drought and a famine that were to come. Then God sent Elijah to a brook called Cherith, where he told him to drink of the brook, and he'd be fed by the ravens. Now, in the natural mind, you have to consider how strange it is for anyone to be fed by ravens.
That's right.
I mean, after all, they're nasty, selfish scavengers who pick the flesh of dead animals. When I get to heaven, one of the questions I want to ask Elijah is what he first thought when the Lord informed him he was going to be fed by ravens. Did he think, you're kidding me? They're nasty birds, probably carry disease. God, how about eagles? They're majestic. If not them, at least some carrier pigeon. Elijah didn't know and probably didn't care where the ravens got the food. They were no doubt directed someplace where people or baking fresh bread or roasting delicious meat. The bottom line is this. God provided for Elijah in the midst of the famine, even if it was not in the way that he might expect. When circumstances changed and the brook dried up, the ravens started coming, stopped coming with food. In 1 Kings 17:8, Scripture says that a word came to Elijah telling him what to do next. Elijah was sent to the widow at Zarephath.
In 1 Kings 17, verse 9, it says, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
Again, in the natural, Elijah may have thought that finally, God was sending him to be provided for by a wealthy widow woman. He probably imagined that she had a fine house, maybe a servant or two and plenty of food. if you're familiar with the story of the widow of Zarephath, and I'm sure you are, you know that none of that was true.
God does things sometimes in the most unusual
way,
like ravens and poor widows. 1 Kings 17:10-11. Elijah tells the widow what to do. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow was there, gathering of sticks, and he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand." Now it was a famine, and there wasn't a lot of water or food at all.
Try.
And for her to go even to get him some water was probably an unusual
thing. It was. I mean, the widow told the man of God she was broke, down to her last meal, which she planned to share with the son, and then die.
That's it.
So it was a desperate situation in her perception of her current reality.
That's it. 1 Kings 17:12 says, "And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die."
Now, Elijah didn't say, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Had I known your situation, I would have never asked you for the food. God must have somebody else that can provide for me." On the contrary, at this point, the prophet realized that this widow woman was about to receive miracle manifestation. Once again, God was providing for him in a totally, totally unexpected manner.
And for her too.
Her too.
1 Kings 17.
And for time to come.
Amen. 13-16 in the New Living Translation. "But Elijah said to her, 'Don't be afraid.'" That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
"Don't be afraid. Go ahead and do just what you've said. But make a little bread for me first. Then use what's left to prepare a meal for yourself and your son. For this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. There will always be flour and olive oil left in your containers until the time when the Lord sends rain and the crops grow again." So she did as Elijah said, and she and Elijah and her son continued to eat for many days. There was always enough flour and olive oil left in the containers, just as the Lord had promised through Elijah.
Notice the very first thing Elijah said, and you pointed this out, honey. Don't be afraid. See, God always has an answer, even when it seems altogether unusual. It's important to realize that the manner in which God gets provision to you can change instantly, and it can seem unusual. That's why it's important to stay plugged into the word of the Lord, listening for his every direction for your next steps.
One of my very favorite scriptures, Psalm 32:8 in the Classic Amplified Bible. "I, the Lord, will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. I will counsel you with my eye upon you."
It's important to know that God will instruct you and teach you in the way you should go. He will counsel you with his eye upon you. Take comfort in these words. In fact, this is one scripture that I continually urge people to personalize. "I, the Lord, will instruct Maya and teach Maya in the way she should go. I will counsel Maya with my eye upon her." Personalize that scripture for you. Get it down inside of you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One more. "I, the Lord, will instruct Larry and teach Larry in the way he should go. I will counsel Larry with my eye upon him." Hallelujah. Make this scripture part of your daily confession. Psalm 32:8 is a key to God's plan for the provision and direction of our lives. He will instruct and teach us, but we must take steps of faith. Don't look to your friends or those who are generous and financially successful to meet your needs. Look to the Lord. He is your only source. He will direct you in the path that you should follow.
Other people may want to help you and may not be able to, but the Lord God always has a full cover.
Yes, he does.
Psalm 37, verse 23 in the Classic Amplified Bible says, "The steps of a good man are directed and established by the Lord. When he delights in his way and he busies himself with his every step." The New Living Translation says that he will delight in every detail of their lives.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing.
God will make certain that your every step is secure, even when you're not sure about what's happening. The key is looking to him, not somebody else, but him. God can use anything, anybody, at any time to meet your needs or bring the answers that you may have been seeking. It's just that plain. It's just that plain. Now, he can choose to use a scavenger bird like the raven to provide for you. He can choose a destitute widow to provide for you. He can choose to use your current employer to provide for you. He may even choose to use an inheritance to provide for you.
But the most important thing is the fact that he will provide.
That's exactly
and
right.
And oftentimes in ways we totally
maybe even,
don't
honey,
expect.
By somebody we don't even know.
There you go.
But the bottom line is this. God will provide for us.
Amen.
No doubt. Don't despair. Hold fast to the confession of your faith. Help is on the way. Be expectant. Anticipate the manifestation. Know that God is not a man that he should lie. What he said, he will bring to pass.
Listen to this scripture, Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. This in the Message Bible. God is striding ahead of you. He's right there with you. He won't let you down. He won't leave you. Don't be intimidated. Don't worry. What a scripture.
That's an amazing scripture. Take comfort in knowing he's right there with you.
Amen.
He won't let you down. He won't leave you. And the scripture's clear, honey. It says don't worry.
Yes.
If you worry, it means you don't trust God.
That's it.
Because God says not to worry. Listen, God can bring anything,
mm-hmm.
anybody,
right.
at any time, to any place, to meet your needs. To meet your needs.
That's right.
And yes, your answer is on the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord. That ought to make you shout.
I'm telling you, run around the place, like you like to say.
That's it. That's exactly right.
Mm.
Go to HaroldHerring.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. If you've been blessed by the teaching up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed it have you sow. Do what he says. That's all we ever ask. That's all we ever do. By the way, let me say I'm about to post something about my dad's birthday on our Facebook pages. And if you like, make a comment to him. And you'll see one of my favorite pictures of my father.
Yeah.
Anyhow, we love you. God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts.
Bye-bye.